There are not too many of these days where one can celebrate any Mass one desires, that is, the priest. Obviously, you have to do whatever the priest does. But there's not too many of those days, but today is one of them. And so, as is our custom, during the month of September, the month dedicated to the Holy Angels, we are celebrating the votive Mass of the Holy Angels. A wonderful and great gift of God are the angels. Now, of course, before he created the physical universe, he created the universe of the angels. We do not know how many, maybe billions or trillions of angels. Everybody thinks it's just three or four because we only know the names of three or four. It's not three or four. It's many, many, many. And of course, we remind ourselves the very sad reality that when Lucifer, the greatest angel, the most beautiful angel because of his pride, fell in disobedience to God, at least one third of the angels in heaven fell with him. Now, if you consider millions or billions or trillions, then you realize that there are millions or billions or trillions of demons in hell and throughout the earth, prowling throughout the world like lions seeking flesh to devour, says St. Peter. And so that is one of the reasons in particular why we need to protect ourselves with every means possible through the sacraments, especially confession and the Eucharist, through the Holy Rosary, the chaplet of St. Michael the Archangel, which has been revealed in these later times, and so many other prayers and novenas that we should say. But in particular, we pray to the Holy Angels. And so on this evening, as we also prepare to celebrate tomorrow the Feast of the Nativity of the Most Holy Mother of God, Mary, in time, so too we celebrate this wondrous Feast of the Angels. And so today, as we prepare for these wondrous feasts, let us give thanks to God that he has given each of us one angel to take care of us. Some of us, we have three or four, but most of us have only one. And of course, we need to be very devoted to our guardian angel and to have colloquy with him and prayer with him that he may be always with us and may protect us always, and that we may always be with him and be protected by him always. And of course, some people would say, well, what about women? Don't they have female angels? The angels have no gender. They are neutral. They're all he, just like God is he, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. There's no woman in the Trinity. There's no woman among the angels. That's of this earth only, for Adam and Eve and for everything else. And, of course, we have the primordial woman of women, which is the Blessed Mother. So all men and women have a guardian angel who is a he, not a her. And, of course, it really gets to me when people at Christmas time give each other angels or pictures or whatever, and you see these old ladies saying, isn't she beautiful? Excuse me, you doofus. You know, you're going to go to hell with your gray hairs and your stupidity for not studying the catechism. They're all he. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.